This is Sid and Friends in the Morning. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends. 77 WABC.
Question number 12 to the Trump Manhattan jury, which is, do you listen to talk radio? If so, what station, what shows? Question number 12 to the Trump Manhattan jury is, quote, do you listen to talk radio? If so, what station shows? And at least according to Napolitano, Tacopina, Idala, and Dershowitz, that is a question directed at me.
Okay, first of all, they could ask that question verbally. They could say, and when I was picking jurors, I would say, what's your favorite book? What periodicals do you read? What newspapers do you read? It's basically the same thing, but it's in writing. So the question is it targeted towards you? Yeah, if it's coming from the prosecution, absolutely. But here's the thing. That is not a basis for cause to be removed if they listen to you. So it would just be the entree for more questions. All right, Sid is number one in New York City. If you listen to talk radio, chances are you listen to Sid, okay, on WABC. But then the question is, you know, they have to go further and say, is it what he believes, is it everything you believe? Look, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's free press. It's not a basis for cause to remove someone from a jury. It's just the opportunity to ask more questions.
Wow.
And so then they could use a peremptory challenge, which is a challenge based upon the fact that I don't like the way you look. I want you off the jury. Okay? But not a challenge for cause. And you only have so many peremptories. So, but challenge for cause, it's not a basis, a challenge for cause. Now, I don't know how my fellow lawyers handled it or what they said, but I just think it is a decent question.
That's my girl right there, Judge Jeanine Pirro, on this show every Wednesday. That was yesterday. Has her own great show here, 11 a.m. Sundays, and star of The Five on Fox. Rich Lowry is the editor of the National Review. His stuff is often syndicated right here in the New York Post. He's done it all, Politico, NBC. He's usually on Mondays, but kind enough to hop on with me today on a Thursday. And somehow or another, I found a way to inject myself in these juror questions. But you know, while we both laugh at that, you heard Pirro there, and I've also had on the program Tacopina, Idala, Napolitano, Dershowitz emailed me. These are all brilliant legal minds, and all of them believe that that question was written with me, specifically me, in mind. What do you think about that?
That's great, Sid. Poisoning the jury pool for a couple hours every morning. Hey, can I go back to your conversation with Curtis about talk show hosts and how good they are?
Yes.
This is my metric. I listen to you when I'm driving around town, you know, and it doesn't take much to listen to a radio show when you're driving. But very often, I would say the majority of the time, I come home or I park somewhere and I sit in the car and I keep listening to find out the next thing you're going to say.
Oh, wow.
I've never done that with anyone except for Rush Limbaugh. And occasionally when Mark Stein, I don't know whether you know him, he was very good subbing for Rush. But you're the only one now.
So, wow.
That's my metric.
Oh, my God. That's a big deal coming from you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for saying that. And I know it's kind of true, not where you're sitting or watching, but listening, but you do text me every now and then when you're not on the air saying something about what I had just said. And I always get a kick out of that. So thank you for saying that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. But on a serious note, this trial does start Monday. Forgetting about the jurors' questions and whether or not you believe that the DA or the judge had me in mind when they drew up these 42 juror questions. Fact is, despite now 3 consecutive days of Trump trying to change it, we're going to have a trial here in New York City on Monday. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he's going to get convicted. I mean, what have we seen in New York to this point that would make you say, oh, this is a fair process, right? Trump's going to get proverbial day in court. That's going to be fair. The judge is going to be fair. The jury is going to be fair. The prosecutor is a fair-minded person. No, none of that. You know, it'd be great if they're all listeners to your show, but the certainly the officers of the court, including these judges, they're all MSNBC viewers. That's the worldview they have. That's the perspective they have. So this case is nonsense at the most. You know, it's a misdemeanor. It's been stretched into, you know, a couple dozen felonies, and they're going to nail him on it. And, you know, the first thing they're going to do is make him sit in the courtroom for 4 to 6 weeks, which is the most precious commodity, everyone says, of a presidential campaign is the candidate's time.
Yeah.
That in itself is a huge downside. And then immediately, every time Joe Biden refers to him, if he's convicted, it'll be the guy's a convicted felon. So
right.
This is what they want, and I fear they're going to get it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, you may be right. We'll see. Jason Miller was on this show on Monday, and he actually laid out the president's schedule for folks that may not know this, which has talked about it. He will be in court on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
That's bizarre, too.
Yeah, so he gets a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, so Miller was telling me we got this beautiful plane, this Air Force One. You got to come on it with us. It was unbelievable. And he goes, and this plane is going to be ready because Wednesdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and even some evenings, they're going to get out of here and do their campaigning because, again, they have to be in court Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah, speaking of campaigning, did you see the clips of Trump at the Chick-fil-A
yesterday? How great was that?
All he should do is campaign at fast food restaurants and pizza joints.
It's true. It's true.
Thirty milkshakes, and then the staff loves them, and the African American girls are hugging them. It's just amazing.
Didn't he? Was it East Palestine when he bought all those McDonald's burgers and stuff?
I keep on thinking back to you said that's the comeback. You know, he went there and
he went to
McDonald's, and there's a lot to be said for that. So. But, you know, he's got his work cut out for him. Arizona might be off the map now. I mean, that decision there in Arizona reviving this 1864 abortion law is a big problem. And that, you know, that was a state that was going to be nip and tuck, and now it's going to be much, much tougher.
Well, let's stop it right there, then. I'm glad you brought that up. I've got Nancy Mace coming up at 8:45. She'll talk about it. I did have a private conversation with Carrie Lake running for Senate in Arizona last night. And she told me a couple of things she asked not to share. But I want to delve into that Arizona situation. We'll take a short break. We've got the great Witch Lowry here on this Thursday morning. And you're going to hear from Witch Lowry, Jack Cittarelli, and Nancy Mace, all coming up within the hour. Keep it right here. More of Rich coming up.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen New Bridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen New Bridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
You know, that hawkers list we've been talking about all morning long, their annual heavy 100 list of, at least in their opinion, there's about five guys who sit around and make these decisions on what they consider to be the most 100 influential hosts in the country. And again, we're the only show in the top 15 that's a local show. My competition, if you want to call it that, Len Berman and Mike Riedel on WOR. Well, of course they're on the list. They're a New York morning show. You get to be on the list. Really, if you're on in New York, you just about automatically make the list. Just about automatically. Say you would think if I'm 15, what, they'd be 25, 35. No, 48. They fall 33 stops below me, unknown. Your former partners.
Yeah. Well, ever since I left, if you've noticed, they've fallen drastically.
No, they were never higher than 48, actually, even when you were there. Right?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. I don't think Rich Lowry stops his car for 30 minutes to listen to Len Berman.
No,
I don't think so. Rich was talking about the ban in Arizona. Now, Rich, the one thing I will say is Trump, who came out on this show with Howard Kurtz and on Truth Social and talked about, once again, the states deciding abortion and how the Roe versus Wade was a huge win for him. But to his credit, he did come out at least and say that Arizona went too far, but you don't think that's enough, I guess.
Yeah, the problem is I'm very pro-life. So, you know, I'd prefer if Trump were being more aggressive on this issue, but I understand for political reasons what he's doing. But the problem is pro-lifers, whatever we say, if we say, you know, we want to restrict abortion to 20 weeks or 15 weeks or whatever, which theoretically are popular positions if they're polled in isolation, all the public is really hearing is we want to restrict abortion. And the other side's, you know, you got to have freedom of choice for health care. And that argument is winning. And we haven't defeated one referendum or initiative in a state anywhere. There are going to be a bunch more on the ballot in November, including in Arizona, including in Florida, which will be a key bellwether. They got to get to 60% in Florida, so maybe we can stop that one. But we are on the defensive on this issue, and there's no doubt about it. And Trump is taking the best defensive position he can to try to say, oh, you know, it's up to the states. Don't ask me. You know,
right.
I'll give you my opinion maybe if I oppose something. But otherwise, just let the states have at it to try to neutralize the issue. But this is the best pure issue that Biden has. There's no doubt about it. He's kind of losing on everything else, but this one's a winner for him politically.
I think so. Look, I'm a pro-choice guy. I do believe that 16 weeks is about right. And I do love the fact that Trump is obviously off the exceptions. So I think Trump comes from a very fair, compromised place, which may not help him politically and doesn't help a guy like you or Mike Pence. But to be quite frank, I don't care what you guys think. I love you like a brother, but I just don't care. And he's trying to be compromised and give both sides. But you're right. This is still a look. We've known this from the very beginning. I said this to Carrie Lake last night. This is part of the conversation I will share. And I said, listen, keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the border, which is still a disaster. Keep your eye on Israel, which is still a disaster. Abortion is a win for Biden. Any way you look at it, no matter what Trump says, abortion is a win for Biden. It's very simple.
Yeah, well,
beat him on everything else. Beat him on everything else.
The problem she has, like a lot of other Republicans prior to Roe, is very easy to say, I support the sweeping prohibition on abortion, which she did. She endorsed this old 1864 law, and now, for understandable reasons, has reversed. But that this is also a blow to her. And I think the best thing Republicans can do in Arizona is just offer their alternative, whatever it is, 12, 15, 20, whatever it is, have an alternative, have something you can point to, and then say, you know, Democrats are the ones who want abortion basically for all 9 months. And Trump did that in his Truth Social video.
Yeah.
I think that's a good argument. You got to make it the best you can. But if Biden wins in November, this issue will be one of the reasons why.
I couldn't agree more, 100%. This is what he's got. That's it. He doesn't have the economy. He certainly doesn't have world peace. He doesn't have the border here. So this is the one. And a lot of women absolutely vote on this, one-issue voters, like I'm starting to become with Israel. I mean, I am just, I can't believe, and Rich, you listen every day. I was the first, Monday, October the 9th, I said flat out, Biden is not pro-Israel. He's never been pro-Israel. And it's only a matter of time before we stab Israel in the back. I said that 2 days, the first day on air after these attacks. And man, have they made me look good. What a disgrace by this United States government.
Yeah, worse than you can imagine. But, you know, the back on the border, it does seem finally as though Biden is going to do some sort of executive order. This is one of the most self-destructive acts of political insanity I've ever seen. That they open up the border and they just want to ignore it and go through a general election against the guy whose signature issue is the border. Like, what, do you want to lose? So it seems as though they may actually issue an executive order, which I think will be kind of cauterizing the political wound, but he'll still be responsible for 3 years of millions and millions of people coming in, whatever his executive order does or not. But they should have done this 2 years ago. I mean, they never should have opened up the border. But at least it seems as though they recognize that this is a massive political vulnerability.
I look at the polls the last couple of days. You sent me this text last night. I watch it. And you're right, they're tightening a little. I think Trump still has a decent lead in a couple of states, including Michigan, but they are tightening a little. What do you attribute that to? Again, abortion?
I'm not sure. It might be some abortion. It might be some, you know, just a little Democrats coming home. It might be, you know, they made some headway maybe in all the things they've been saying about Trump. But it used to be that page I sent you is from Real Clear Politics, which aggregates all the national polls. And 3 weeks ago or so, I took a screen cap just like the one I sent you, and it was all red because it was all plus Trump. Like 19 out of the last 20 polls had been tied or Trump ahead. Now it's a little bit, you know, touch and go. Some Biden's ahead, some Trump's ahead. But if the race is tied, I don't think it's tied. I think Trump still has an advantage. But if it's tied nationally, that's still an advantage for Trump. I mean, Biden needs to win by 3 points or something to overcome the fact that Democratic votes are maldistributed. You know, you got a lot in New York and you got a lot in California, but it doesn't matter how much you're winning New York and California by if you're losing Michigan by a hair, you know, which is very plausible in the way Trump won in 2016. So I would say Trump still has an advantage, but I think Biden has, you know, we're talking about very minute changes here. Biden's picked up a little bit.
Let's end this conversation where we started it, with you giving me this incredible compliment, which I really do mean. Thank you very much. Where you said that really only two radio hosts in your lifetime, me and Rush Limbaugh, able to keep you in the car longer than you anticipated. Now that Rush is gone, your quote was, "You're the only one." I'm going to guess that one of those times that you spent time in the car listening when you shouldn't have was when Mariano Rivera was on last week.
Yeah. I was literally in my garage listening to the end of that segment. And the other one I recall is when you were telling the story about thinking a terrorist was messing around with the signs at the Murray Hill subway stop. So I needed to know how that one ended.
Yeah, how that one ended? It ended that the guy that was fixing the sign was actually an MTA worker.
Yeah. If you see something, say something, Sid.
Well, that's what Kemper kept saying. Don't be embarrassing. No, I feel like a jerk off. He goes, no. If you see something, say something, because you never know the next time that MTA guy could be a terrorist.
But what a lovely guy Mariano Rivera is. And it's one thing to be the greatest ever, but then just to be, wow, what a pure 110% wonderful person.
He really is. He's charitable. He's sweet. And he loves Trump. To me, that makes you great. Rich, you're great, too. I love you, pal. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
He is the editor of the National Review. He'll be back on Monday morning. Always does a fantastic job. My great buddy. I really do love him. Rich Lowry.